All right, gamers. So, welcome back to another hot, brand new episode of Dungeons and Dragons.
I don't think we need to recap because all we did was fight. Taxi died a lot, and then Silna and the Mountain actually died.
This is the show where everybody gets pissed at each other.
I can't wait for you guys to meet our new characters, by the way.
Oh, real cool. Good characters.
Great. Yeah. No, yeah, it's great. I'm so happy we died. I'm
really excited.
Yes. Nanless. Takes the stage.
Hilltree with Silna all
the show with questions and even more questions.
Well, hello there. As we last left off, Silna and his stout friend have been taken out of the picture. And now the rest of your band of fools, they are, let's say, in a state of crisis. And as they have to collect themselves and find out what to do next, I suppose they're just going to roam with it.
So, where we left off, you guys had just entered the dining hall of Jaquaz's house, where you found the severed arm. Originally scaring you, thinking it might be a fallen member of your party, you're more relieved to see it being just an arm, which is kind of a weird feeling, to be at ease by a dismembered body part. But, the note does say on it that if you ever want to see your brother alive again, you know where to go. And on the bottom, there is a picture of a small house. Just like a very basic, like, kid's drawing of like what a house looks like.
Does Brad recognize this?
It's a picture of how kids draw a house. Like, just a square with a triangle on top and a little window and a door.
Huh.
Like a very basic drawing of a house.
Okay.
You know where to go, right?
I don't... Yes. Do I? Because I have no idea.
I mean, do you?
I mean, do I? Oh, it's a okay. All right. Yeah.
It's a house?
Yes, it's a house.
It's a house.
And then Brad picks up the arm because he's ready to throw hands. And I say, listen, guys, I'm pretty spicy and ready to go right now, but, we're not doing too hot, so I don't know if you wanna...
What do you mean? I feel fine.
Okay. Well, that's one for... Vel, how are you doing? Well, that water fueled you up good?
I think I could use a small rest, I'm a little low on the...
Another glass of water, for sure.
Well, what do you think, Brad? Do we even have time for a rest?
Shaboy's a little poop. No, I'm saying, like, just to gather ourselves and get ready, because we don't... This is probably a trap, right? Like, there's no way it isn't.
Stop, wait, what even happened? I thought we split. How did you end up...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that.
You just showed up diving between...
Don't, honestly, his we
legs.
Can know. We can figure it out later. Like...
Well,
I don't think we have time to explain. Well, actually, if we take a little break, I'll talk to you all about it.
All right.
Well, then let's get to that.
Can we just set up camp in Jaquaz's fucking place?
For
like a short rest, like a quick like.
You don't breather. Feel safe.
That's totally understandable. Shit. Cause those guys are out there.
I think we lost them. The guys from the tavern.
Yeah, you guys just wanna find like a nice alley? Just bandage ourselves up a little and then get going? Cause I think this house is essentially what our house has been for the last fucking I don't know how many days.
Do you know where to go, Brad?
Yes. 90 Well, you've made me a little less confident. 80% I'm sure. Well,
I'm going to be honest with the both of you. My magic is spent. I can't do anything. And I take out my scimitar. This is all I got. So if we run into them from the tavern again, Well, we find your brother and get confronted. I feel fine, but I'm not confident in my ability to stay alive.
Just double your speed, I guess. I don't think we can really have that chance to charge you back up, though.
Yeah, I know. All right,
what do you say we find a cozy alley, slap a few band-aids on, and go get these boys back?
Well?
It's all right with me.
Okay, sure. Cozy alley.
Actually, Vel, do you give a shit?
I'm okay with doing whatever you guys want to do.
Yeah, whatever, man. Your brother just got kidnapped. That arm could have been his. Whatever, dude. I'll just sip on this water, man. Whatever, dude. No, I feel that. Go with the flow, dude.
I'm sorry. Why are you being mean to Valrissa?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you alright, Brad?
Is Brad good? Is Brad alright?
Brad, I know he's gone, but I'm sure he's can take care of himself. He's probably alright.
I think Silnin's good to go. Mountain seems like a fucking tough dude. What sort of annoys me is it sure doesn't seem like Vel gives a flying fuck. So I'd like to.
What do you mean?
I'm not saying I'm mad. Well, I am, right?
She brought me back to life. I would be dead if it wasn't for Vel.
She like thinks about it first, though. You know what I mean?
She definitely doesn't.
Like she's,
well, that's
you know,
a normal thing to do,
like,
Brad.
I don't know.
Brad, usually before you do an action, you should think about what you're doing.
Alright, how about this? My boy Saxy went down right in front of you, and you took a nice juicy swig.
What?
That's all I'm saying.
Wait. What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, remember when you fucking ate shit on the staircase? I do, because I hauled you out of there.
And
Valrissa was, yeah, in the corner staying hydrated.
Oh, listen. I say we just move along. And we have more important things to do, like find your brother.
Alright, I'm with that. As long as...
Taxi
as
will
long
remember
as you're with
that.
Us,
just
yeah.
pops up in the corner. No, I was kidding.
Oh, shit.
She saved me nonetheless, and so did you, Brad, so I appreciate the both of you.
Thanks.
I do agree, this is not the time right now to be having this, you know, this conflict. Whatever happened while I was down,
no,
we can talk about it
right.
after we
let's
find
let
your
it,
brother.
Let's just let it simmer a little, like a big old pot of water.
Juicy severed arm that you're still holding. Yeah, can
shit.
You put it down, please?
I drop it. I've been using it this whole time to gesture around. Like a pointer. Yeah, I dropped that shit.
Well, thank you, Brad. I couldn't really take you very seriously with that arm in your hand.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know. I totally forgot I was holding that. And I guess we're...
Yeah, to an alley.
You guys... If, yeah,
sure, to a fucking alley.
Fucking, I couldn't think
we're
of
gonna look for a place to comfortably short rest before we head over to wherever.
How about in a dark alley?
Oh my god. Sure.
So as you guys make your way out of Jaquaz's humble abode, as you pass by, as you go through the front doors, the gates are wide open. However, the guard that was there originally, the faceless man, is not there. But you still feel a presence watching you as you exit the gates. You head out. And I guess you're going for an alley?
Just somewhere that feels safe.
I mean,
to
like,
short
I didn't have any better ideas.
If we can make it somewhere that feels safe to just short rest for like 30 minutes or an hour or something.
I mean, you could find an inn or a tavern nearby if you'd like.
Definitely
say tavern,
not the tavern that's nearby.
Sketching me out a little,
the
yeah.
nearest tavern is not where we want to go. That's literally where we just ran from.
The castle's close by as well. But at this time of... It's currently getting pretty close to dark, so there aren't any sort of storefronts or anything open at the moment.
Allie.
Brad. Do you think...
Allie!
Okay.
Wait.
Are you sure we we can't.
I just imagine Brad just like, because like for no reason, he starts chanting Allie. Completely out of conversation. He's like, Allie.
Just not registering whatever you're saying. Listen, Saxy, I grew up on these streets. I know the safest alley around. And I take them to the safest alley around.
You walk into the closest alley because you're not quite sure which is the safest.
They're all equally incredibly dangerous.
Now, are you guys sure that we shouldn't head straight there? Where is it, anyways?
I think they're looking to make a deal. I think it's where Silnin Hiltree and the Rat King have been, essentially, and where we have slept for, like, these past... I don't know. Days.
You mean the factory?
Yes. That's what I think.
Can I see that drawing again?
I didn't pick it up.
Oh.
Did you?
No. Alright, but on our way there we could...
I have a pristine memory. I can
How about,
describe it exactly to you.
Listen, if we're heading to the factory, we could stop by the Slaughtered Ox and on our way, because if I recall, and I do recall, it's on the way.
Yeah, no, that would
that
probably
seems,
be a better
that feels
idea.
Feels a little bit safer, maybe.
That feels a lot safer.
Than an alley.
I think we found a great alley here, but if you really just want to up and abandon it, sure, I guess.
Belle, what do you think?
Well, this alley looks pretty. It actually looks pretty safe, but I'd rather not take my chances.
Aww.
I say we just head right there. We can stop by that inn if it's all right with you guys.
Yeah, let's. I'm okay for that.
Sure. So we'll stop by the Slaughter Docks and attempt to take a short rest before we head to the factory.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Alright, so you guys walk your way out of the upper district, moving through the actual market streets, and heading through a back road, you catch up with the Slaughter Docks. This road after the Slaughter Docks will lead directly towards the factory, so you are on the right path heading there. You walk into the Slaughter Docks, and at this time of night, on a weekday like this, it's pretty empty. It's late. There's a barkeep behind... One you haven't seen before. He looks a bit younger, and there are a few people up, like out and about, cleaning off tables. And you see maybe two or three heads actually just sitting there enjoying a drink. But at the most part, it's pretty docile, pretty quiet.
Vel, might as well grab your water here.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I can buy one.
Yes, barkeep. Can we get three? Can we get three waters here?
I wouldn't want you to get quenched during the confrontation we may or may not.
Thank you for your concern.
Of course. Of course.
What were you gentlemen wanting?
Oh, just water for me. What about
you,
Belle?
This is a lady. I don't.
Oh, I'll take a water, please.
Oh, good choice.
Thank you.
I'll have
classic Belle.
I'm fine for now. Thank you.
All right. He kind of just slams down two glasses and just pours some water from an iced jug he has underneath the bar and just puts it back down.
Short rest, baby. Can we do it?
Sure, yeah. I'm just...
A short rest, so yeah, it's like...
So how long is a short rest, actually?
An hour, I think.
What if you're really hydrated?
It's at least
shorter?
An hour long. At least an hour long and we're drinking.
If you're super hydrated, let me tell you, man, that short rest, like 5 minutes.
Oh,
there
fuck.
It is. There it is.
I'm just drinking the whole time.
Just gamers keep hydrated.
Short rest doesn't help me at all, but I'll definitely sit here.
I mean, you get... Oh, you're at full HP, aren't you?
She healed me, yeah. And, like, I can't... Nothing, like, comes back for me. It's always long rest.
Yeah, I mean, a short rest doesn't give you HP back. You can just choose to take a hit die and do it if you want.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's kind of what I...
Well, at least you get your spells back.
I do, yeah. But I was doing it more for the hit dice thing for Velrissa and I. And Taxi, I forgot he was fully healed.
Yeah, I think I'm like 14 down.
Alright, so go ahead and take a short rest. You guys spend an hour at the bar and sipping on water, relaxing. And gamers, we'll go ahead and level up.
Ooh, gamers.
Wait, everyone?
Everybody is now level 4.
Wait, really?
Yep.
Oh, ooh. Shit. Fuck!
That was a good glass of water, dude. Oh wait, you didn't even have one.
I fucking kissed Brad, no? So, you were saying about how you ended up in the tavern?
Yes! Oh, yeah, that. Sorry, I totally forgot. So,
Classic.
Classic. What were we talking about again?
I thought you were with Silnan and Mountain, and then you just jumped through this big fucking dude's legs.
Right.
What happened?
I felt like that was the only reasonable thing to do. I mean, I thought you guys might be back there, so...
Brad, I know.
And I just saw his legs.
I'm asking how you got here.
I saw the two legs, kind of like, just posts on either sides, and I thought there was enough space in between.
Bradley. I'm asking how you got to the tavern.
Right, so... that one's a bit of a doozy. Remember when... I think... I tried to explain to you before when this happened, but, back in the alley with Oriana, right? I was gonna ask if you remember, but you should, because it was pretty traumatizing.
I remember it pretty clearly.
Okay, do you remember when I just, for whatever reason, all of a sudden seemed to know a bunch of shit about what was going on?
You mean like in the sewer? By the diamond?
In the sewer too, yeah, but also in the alley.
Okay.
I've got this thing, right? So, you know how I'm magic as heck?
Your magic is what?
I'm magic as heck, but that isn't my necessarily magic.
I've seen you do some things, just...
Right?
Just kind of assumed it was natural for you, or you learned it.
Nope, I don't think I have too much going for me. but that comes from sort of... Well, I can't say what he is. He might be some sort of old god, maybe a deity, maybe my dad.
Wait.
I don't know.
Back up. So...
Okay, I take a step back. Why was
this? So wait, your god brought you to the tavern?
So not in like a religious. He's kind of a dick, and he likes to fuck with me and people. Okay, here's the thing, right? Is maybe this will come to bite me. But he likes to fuck with me and sort of the people I'm close to, and that's why you saw me on that boat in the first place, is because I spent quite some time trying to get a hang of everything that was going on.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. There's a lot to it, but essentially, I guess we have sort of a deal, which is where I'm... So he's where I get this power from, right? And that's nice and all. But the big sucky part of it is that the drawback is that he likes to play these games, right?
You got your power from a god?
I don't know what he is. He might just be a dude. Like, honestly, I'm really, really not sure. And I think he'd like to keep it that way, to be honest. I'll ask him next time I see him, if you'd like. It hasn't really been at the top of the list of things for me to ask him.
So
he
brought you here to help us? Or?
He said something like, yeah, I mean, partially to help and partially to hurt, because I wasn't able to do diddly squat for Silnan and Mountain, but he brought me to you guys, so I don't know if it was really a lose or a win. I am glad you're okay, though.
Okay. I think I understand. I am...
Okay, that's good, because I sure don't. So...
I mean, I sort of get it. Like, I've met a god before. So, are you guys close?
Yeah, no, just pass over that. He called me son once, so maybe. But I don't... Outside of that... No, it was sort of just an accident, a coincidence.
I see. Does he hurt you? No.
Does he hurt? Taxi pulls out a doll. Show me where.
Well.
Yeah, he, by the way, yes. And badly, right? Like, not physically, but like. He's not the
best. I didn't actually ask that.
Oh. So tell me more about yourself.
I was just very confused, and you came at such a perfect but non-perfect time. I just wanted to thank you.
I always do.
I might have honestly... Things could have got really bad if you didn't jump in when you did.
Shit.
Anyways.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, when we've got the time, when we're sipping on another glass of water, tell me about your god. Sounds like they're probably cooler than whatever I've got going.
Yeah, maybe another time.
Brad!
In the meantime, Silnan and Mountain fucking die.
No, I think our short rest is over. I'm down to start.
At this point, as the short rest is coming to an end, you all are still at the actual bar. Sort of relaxing, keeping calm. You hear a loud bang as the door of the tavern swings open with a hard thud. As you turn to look, you see a very familiar, short, dark-skinned figure slowly limping into the tavern.
No!
His arm pressuring against his stomach, kind of holding a wound shut. As he limps in, you recognize the figure of Olgard.
Holy
oh my
shit.
Fucking god!
That's not what I expected.
When was the last time we saw this man? Episode 4?
I put my scimitar away.
As he steps in, you see gashes throughout the chest down to the sternum. There are a few cuts across the neck, over the face. Lots of blood's been lost, lots of scarring on the actual tissue. As he slowly lumbers in, breathing very heavily.
Anyone know a good doctor?
I Vel, I guess.
I also point at Vel.
I run over there and try to, I guess, can I, like, make a medicine check or something?
Yeah, sure, make a medicine check.
Ooh, I got a 9 plus 5, 14.
He's fucked up.
Nice. That's kind of what I expected. Alright.
He sort of, he leans against, one of the bar tables and kind of slowly slumps towards the ground.
Yeah, do what you need to do. Get me fixed up.
Alright, well, I cast Cure Wounds.
Is everybody alright?
Are we alright?
How about you first, dude?
I've been through worse. But the question though, is everybody else making it out of that godforsaken cave?
We did. We've...
Where's the rest of you?
Well...
That's actually a... Brad... Let him
that's
know.
Actually a Brad.
Lay it on him.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Don't tell me they're gone.
They...
Well, okay. They were kidnapped. But not by... We have so many fucking people on our backs, and I don't even know why. Like, I'm so glad you're alive, but we're deep in shit creek right now, dude.
And I don't even like to swim.
Jesus fuck.
Not the time for jokes right now, lad.
Sorry. No, both Silnan and Mountain were, I'm sorry, I'm really trying to think if Silnan mentioned... He said Brendan out loud a ton, right?
Oh, we know who he is.
For sure. Okay. Silnan were kidnapped by a silver, I think, is what the note said.
Wait.
Do you know any...
We were looking for answers and...
You mean that French bastard?
Oh, yes, that French...
Yep, that's the one.
That guy. I think he...
Oh, I know him too well. He's a rowdy one of the upper class of that Brendan fella.
Well, we somehow got off in a bad way with them, and I think they're trying to kill us?
They have two of our friends, and they have our goblin.
Well...
So, to be honest, you probably shouldn't be seen with us. But
you've lived in the war for your entire life. You should know this. Everything's trying to kill you out here.
Oh, that would have been a really good thing to tell me on the boat, Brad.
I guess. Didn't come to mind for some reason.
The better the question is, are they even still alive? I mean, If you're on bad side, Brendan, then you don't breathe very long.
I believe I read the note.
It seemed like they were trying to make some sort of deal, and maybe that's a trap, but...
We're on our way to meet where
I've
we
got
think...
A, I got some faith in Silnin, and a little smidge in Mountain 2, I guess.
That man runs the city. He's not gonna just give you a deal. If there is a deal going on here, I'll tell you one thing. It's a very short-sticked fucking deal.
Oh, well, then I'll give him a piece of my short stick. We're gonna... If they're still alive, we're gonna get him out of there. Whatever it takes, I guess.
What did you...
Alright, help me up.
I help him up.
Yeah, I help him up.
Alright. Where to, then?
Wait, you're coming? Are you
serious?
Or someone's gonna protect your stupid arses.
Hell yeah, someone does.
Do we?
Right this way.
Do we even deserve
nope,
that?
I'm not gonna question it. Thank you so much. Follow me. And I guess I lead everyone back to kind of where this whole thing started. At the factory. With the
factory.
On, if we're walking there.
Lush factory.
On the way there, I'm going to, trail a little bit behind. And then wild shape into a wolf.
I'm gonna use disguise self and turn into taxi.
I walk close to Olgar and make sure he's alright.
Do you say anything or just walk by him?
I just keep an eye on him. Make sure he doesn't fall over or anything.
Did you really just do that, Slime?
Maybe as like a little bit of a joke at first. Can you speak as a wolf?
No, okay.
No, we can't.
Even better.
I really am wild shaping into a wolf, and when I wild shape, I'd like for the leather armor taxi was wearing to stay behind on the ground.
Okay. I think it melds into you, though.
I think you have a choice.
Oh, okay.
I thought it would either falls to the ground or it melt or merges into the...
You can just rip it off before you put it in beast form. Who really cares? Flavor text. Either way, you're getting rid of your leather armor.
You're still a dog with a backpack.
I fucking
so okay.
backflip and my leather armor just flies off and I change into a wolf at the same time and then I stealth
behind.
Since you're
trailing behind, no one sees it.
No one sees it but me. Yeah, I'm gonna...
No one sees it and I turn around and there's a dog and I say, shoo!
And I wolf.
Okay. Where's...
Alright, so wait, were you actually disguising yourself as...
Not as taxi, because that feels pretty dumb and... pointless and ruins his plan, which I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it ruins it. I want to disguise self as fucking Jacquois. Actually, how about instead of all this, how about we say, what's the plan here? How are we doing this? Turning into wolves and shit, we can... Yeah.
I just look at everybody and say wolf, and then I backflip and wild shape into wolf. Just a regular wolf. A nice black with green eyes wolf. Very, very cute dog. And then I'm gonna sit while they discuss their plan.
Alright. I guess... Weird. Weird choice. What's your plan, Saxy?
Wolf.
This is stupid. This is literally dumb. I'm an idiot, and this is dumb.
Okay. I haven't marked wild shape on my sheet.
This is
There's no plan. I just want to stealth behind as a wolf.
Okay. Sure.
I don't have a plan or anything. I'm just stealthing behind as we walk.
The roll for stealth.
Yeah. Yeah. I will let everyone know that I'm going to stealth behind and then wild shape.
So we have two options.
As a wolf.
Vel, old guy, we can either try and come up with something now and maybe waste time.
20, normal.
Which could be pretty bad. Or we could just wing it.
Well, listen, do we even know what's happening over there? Are we even quite sure that they are there?
We don't know
if they're alive.
Another good question. How long ago was it when your brother got kidnapped?
30 minutes? No, wait. Like an hour? An hour and a half? I don't...
So if it's not been that long, are they even here yet? I mean, you basically booked it over here, didn't you?
Yes.
I mean, no, just kidding. I'm stealthing.
Well, we were all a little thirsty, but after that, we got going right away.
I mean, if you've been on his bad side for a while, he's probably going to want to at least ask a few questions to your brother, if he, granted, keeps him alive.
No, okay, that's a good point. So how about we sneak up, and if they aren't there, we hide out, and then we have the advantage. Because we aren't coming to them, they're coming to us.
Right.
I agree with that. We need to see what's going on first, before we can actually do that.
Fuck!
So which one of us is good for scouting?
I wolf.
Alright, so the dog.
I think that was a no, I don't know if that was a yes or no.
I'm a cat, thank you. But,
No!
Not right now.
I don't know what he's saying. He's just barking really loud. I can't even hear what you're saying.
I woof woof and sniff around the ground.
He's got a good point.
I sniff my own ass and lick my nuts.
I start fucking chasing my tail like a fucking dog. No, I don't know.
It's not. We don't even know if it's you. It's just a dog.
Pretty sure I said before I did it,
Yeah.
Tell the party I'm going to stealth behind.
Okay, so I think then that we're all going there and sort of hiding somewhere, is what it sounds like. Oh, wait, no, someone's scouting ahead. Dog's scouting ahead.
About to say, because, I mean, the factory is just right over there. I mean, we could stay here in the alley, wait here where it's a lot quieter and a lot more concealed. The dog goes forward, sees what's going on, then comes back and relays.
Woof.
I agree with that. I don't think I can really.
Alright, how about this?
That.
Saxy Do. You go in, and if everything's clear, two barks. If everything's not clear, one
howl.
Bark.
No.
Oh, howl. I like that. That's fun.
Dog taxi nods his head.
Okay.
Dog taxi.
Go get him, boy. I give him a little treat.
I fucking hate you.
You don't have to take it. I'm not even convinced that this is.
Do I need to re-roll stealth for this or no?
Did you roll stealth?
I did. I said it was a 16 plus 4.
Okay, so yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Well, I'll just walk forward and scout out the...
So you head towards the factory.
I'll listen and smell for whatnot, because...
Mm-hmm. Right, because you have keen sense.
Mm-hmm.
As you're approaching, it's very quiet. No sounds of rats scuttering. No sounds of a rat king laughing. The place is just dead, hollowly quiet. As you slowly sneak your way in through the broken window up on the second floor. Moving in, you smell around, sniffing for any bizarre scents. You smell rust, decay, dried blood. But other than that, you don't sense anybody nearby. You don't smell anything. You listen. You don't hear anybody moving around. As you approach a bit further, and you sort of peek down towards the first floor where the Rat King used to be, you also don't see anything, detect anything, it just seems dead quiet and empty. There's not even any rats still hanging around from before, it's just fully emptied out. You can almost hear your own paws hit the floor and reverb across the factory, every single step you take.
Alright, dog taxi kind of whimpers a little bit. I just scouted the entire place.
Yep.
Completely empty.
Fully empty, not a single living soul in here.
Now I'm worried this isn't even the right place.
No, probably
That's
not.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
I'm actually not even gonna bark, I'm just gonna stealth walk all the way back towards their alley. I'm going to unwild shape, just get back to myself. And then I'm going to say, Brad, are you sure this is the right place? It's empty.
I've, Hmm.
There's nothing there.
I mean,
there.
Old guy could have a point. They could not be here yet.
Are you sure? I mean...
Well, I said before I was about 80% sure. That has...
The drawing
gone
was...
Gone down to roughly a 40.
The drawing was a house, I think, but it didn't look like a factory.
35. Shit.
Well, to be fair, I mean... House is a home, so where is your home?
Oh god. The deep questions.
Oh god.
Where is your home, Brad?
Oh.
Brad cries.
Oh shit. Yeah, dude. Well,
for the
past year it's been overseas a little bit.
Did you have a
and
home?
Before that, the home was this street, essentially, the city, so I don't... That would make it even worse. That would be even vaguer.
Did you have a home before the orphanage?
Let me flip a little through here. I don't think so, really.
Not that you remember.
Yeah.
You were raised in the orphanage.
Right.
Brad and your shitty memory. This is all on you, buddy.
Dude, this is the worst. Why does Brad always get all this shit? When this
look,
is literally...
Hold on. Fellas, listen. The better option here, I think, now is to just rest. I mean, I know you're worried about your brother. But if they are going to keep him alive, then they're going to keep him alive. If they were lying, then he's probably already dead.
Shit.
So either way, if we're going into a trap, we should do it prepared.
Well, you want us to sleep?
I think this is the best option. I mean, looking
sleep,
up around you,
we
I'm
sleep
a...
in the place that we think could be the place where they want to meet us up.
We should not sleep here. No, we should go back to the tavern. Rent the room. Sleep.
I think that's a good idea.
I'm not opposed.
We can think more about it this way. I mean. Looking upon you, I'm not the only one here who looks rough.
Taxi just
is Taxi still a dog? Is he still a dog?
No. I couldn't. No.
Damn it!
I wild shake back. No, I'm just kidding.
Just for the joke.
But, I mean, you need to sleep. We need to get your guys' vigor back. We can't just go in here half-assed, slit tired, exhausted.
Yeah,
it'd be a bloody massacre.
Especially you. I don't mean to be rude or anything. By the way, you haven't mentioned anything of how it went down there. How did you get out?
I think we can go over this back in the tavern.
Yeah, let's talk about this somewhere a bit safer. It's a bit of a long story.
Are you sure, Brad? I mean, this is your brother.
Right, lad. I don't want you to do anything you're uncomfortable with, but I'm just giving you more options.
If it were my decision, I would stay here and have us take watches.
Hey guys, Narwhal here. Just wanted to say thank you for the support recently. It's been amazing. Don't forget to rate us on whatever platform you've been watching the podcast on. It really means a lot, and it also really helps us out. Speaking of helping out, you can also check out our Patreon to throw a few bucks our way here or there, whatever you'd like to do. You can join our Discord server as well. There are plenty of people there to talk to, and you can always hang out with us and, you know, let us know what you think of the podcast. On top of that, there is a solo session coming out soon where you get to learn exactly what happened to Mountain and Silnan. And that will be free to the public on the initial release of it instead of waiting a week like usual. So keep your eyes out for that. Also want to give a quick shout out to our patrons, Devinator, Jacob Hodgson, Avi, Shea Payton, Nicholas Singleton, Joel Kyatt, Claudie, Athor Haraldson, Jay Newell, Lord Blue Penis, Full Metal Lemon, Annabelle Novotny, Horologium, Spencer Duchesne, Seth Di San Jose, Koro Kumagawa, and Ethan Taylor. Thank you guys so much for your money. No, but seriously, thank you guys so much for your support. It's always appreciated. And if you want to become a patron as well, the link is always below. Now let's get back to the chaos. We'll break it upon all four. So all four of you, each one of you take a watch. We'll do it that way. So for first watch, it was... Yeah, so Broad's first. So go ahead, and I want you to make a perception check.
Okay. Two minus four is perception. Two minus three, negative one.
Negative one, nice. Okay, so 2 hours pass, and Olgar awakens to relieve you. You don't notice anything on your shift.
Broad fucking sleeps during his shift.
I can't, yeah. I must protect my brother. Conks out.
Olgar takes his shift for 2 hours. Alright. And then after that, Taxi awakens to relieve Olgar. Go ahead and make a perception check.
Mm-hmm. 19.
So as you're sitting there in the back alley, you have your arms crossed, you're leaning against the side of the alleyway, kind of just peering out, keeping your eye on the road, and you begin to hear something.
I fucking kick Broad.
Wait.
Wait, no, I'm just kidding. Keep going, sorry.
The sound of horses. You hear horses trotting. You hear a galloping, a wagon falling behind. A few moments pass, and it crosses the alleyway in front of you. You see a large wooden wagon with two horses pulling it, and the three figures sitting on the front of it. One of them much, much taller than the other ones. And for a second, you almost recognize the pale blue skin underneath the hood as it passes by. The wagon pulls up to the front of the factory and stops. As you're keeping your eye on it and watching, a fourth figure sits up in the back of the wagon. It seems to be looking down at stuff that are also currently prone or laying down in the wagon. And as the back of it opens, you see the unconscious bodies of Mountain and Stonin. Currently, the entire heads being binded by a burlap sack and the hands tied behind the backs. Both of them seem unconscious, but breathing. The figure inside of the wagon steps down and begins kind of just peering back and forth on them. You have dim light vision, correct?
Dark light, yeah. Dark vision. 60 feet.
Yeah, go ahead. 60 feet of dim, yeah. So go ahead and I'm going to say make an insight check.
Okay. Just to be clear, I did not get my full long rest.
You have not, no.
Okay, insight, 18.
Mm-hmm. 18. For a second, you take a double take because the person who steps out from behind from the back of the wagon is Broad. It's just Broad. And you look down at Broad quickly and look back up at the one at the wagon to make sure that you weren't just tricked and that Broad is indeed sleeping next to you, but he is down there asleep. And you watch as this secondary Broad pulls Mountain first out of the back of the wagon, where he hits hard on the ground but doesn't seem to actually react to it in any way. Whatever they gave to them knocked them out really hard. They are fully unconscious. The larger figure pulling back the hood now you recognize as the orc you met in the tavern, the one with the pale blue skin and the tattoos, picks up Mountain off the ground, and then the other two figures pick up Stonin and they begin to pull them into the factory. Moments pass. The figures return without Mountain or Stonin. They hop back on the wagon, and Broad gets in the back, and then they turn around and begin to pull back down the road. And then once the galloping of the horses distances itself through the night, it falls completely silent once again.
Can I break? I'm sorry, I really just want to say this. If we have a dark Broad in this goddamn campaign, can he be called Bod?
Okay.
That's all that happened. In 2 hours, then Velrissa will awaken to relieve you. Do you do anything, or does this just you go back to sleep?
You just get dumped, and you sit there and like
you just shrug.
All right,
all right.
I'm thinking. Hold on. Sorry.
Okay.
I
back.
I wake Broad up.
Alright, you wake up Broad as Varus awakens as well. Broad?
I don't wanna go to school.
Broad. Wake up. I shake him some more. To fully
Silman,
wake him.
Is that you?
Stupid fucking idiot. I just saw your brother and Mountain get dragged into the factory.
Oh shit, let's go, let's go.
Stop. I also saw you.
Yeah.
No.
I'm done.
No, no, no.
I'm right here.
Listen, listen.
And I see you, doofus.
Shh.
Let's go.
Be the fuck quiet. What time is it? Is it still dark?
Currently it is about 5 in the morning.
It's about rescue time.
I say, there was a second one of you. Also there was the blue orc. Did I mention there was a second one of you? Do you...
Silnin?
No,
he doesn't
no.
really look similar.
No.
We are brothers, like, though. By blood. We need to rescue him.
Run.
Taxi, are you sure you weren't just seeing things?
I glare at Velisa.
I disguise self as Velrissa.
Alright, I'm going back to sleep. Go fuck with it yourself.
Taxi just gives
I'm
up.
I'm going to sleep.
Broad, do you go back to sleep or are you staying awake? You haven't got your rest yet.
First of all, I'm very confused that Taxi just describes to me the situation. They're both there and then goes back to bed. So I don't let him. I'm like, Saxy, do you want to wake up the other dudes? They're right over there, right?
Fuck off.
Explain to me why you're trying to roll back over right now.
Broad, listen, I think he's just tired. I think we have to let him go. Let him go to sleep.
Let him go to sleep.
I sit back up.
Are you a sleep cleric now?
I just tried to explain to you, and you guys are fucking around. Your brother and Mountain are in there, and I saw another one of you, like some sort of doppelganger, if you are aware what that is.
No, but why aren't we going there now? Why aren't we getting them?
Well, if you would like to.
Hey, why don't we get them, and then we sleep? Hmm? Did anyone else go in with them?
No.
Okay. So let's go pick him up.
Should we wake up Olgard?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I wake up old guy.
What?
It's time.
Oh, what do you mean? I haven't slept fully yet.
That's okay. It's time to go. They apparently just dropped him off.
Dropped him off?
Yep.
In there?
Yep.
So you want to just bull rush balls first, without fully resting?
Well, let's pick him up and then maybe take a little nap.
But how do we know there's nobody else there?
Well, because there's nobody else there is what Saxy told me, right?
No offense to the cat, but people have imperfections. People slip up, maybe miss a single head here or there. I'd rather not rush in right now.
I don't think we're getting the full story here.
It's too simple.
Listen.
Do you think a criminal mastermind is going to drop them off and not lay down some sort of trap? There'll be a freaking bomb in there for all we know.
Exactly what I saw. Alright, they pulled up in a wagon. Their wagon.
Stop!
Jesus fuck.
Stop.
That blue orc got that wagon.
A blue orc that I had ran into earlier. Stepped out.
Same one from the tavern.
Yes, same one, Vel. And there's no way I could have mistaken this. A secondary broad also stepped out. They took in Mountain and Silnin, who were both unconscious, dragged him into the factory, walked back out, and then left.
Okay,
to me.
I'm not clear on why there was a second broad, right? I do a lot of illusion shit. It's probably just a goofster.
No, this
This is something we can't take ballsy steps on. None of us have had our full rest. We should just sleep an extra 2 more hours or so. Larissa, here's the last shift. It's 2 more hours.
Okay, right. I'm just a little jumpy.
All
right. Right, I understand. Your brother's there, but... They could have easily put a trap down or something. There could be something in there waiting for us. What if they could have expected you to be here waiting, and they wanted you to bum rush in there right now because they'd see you like that, and that's it. Maybe that's not even your brother in there.
Oh, shit. No, that's a really good point. If there's two brats. Yeah, okay.
All right, Taxi angrily lays back down and goes to sleep.
Just finish our rest. Doris is here, the one who's had her long rest yet.
All right, do I have to roll a perception check?
Yeah, go for it. Oh, do you like how Olgard said long rest in canon?
Yeah. I like how Olgard is so fixed on the specifics of getting 2 more hours of sleep.
This is very important.
Dude, fucking out of important. Nowhere, there are like little tiny gnats, like all these bugs were just fucking born on my deck.
You know what fixes that? A flamethrower.
Fuck.
Torch it,
boys.
Like, I mean, they've been crawling
listen,
everywhere.
Listen. Flamethrower.
This session makes me never want a short rest or long rest ever again.
Okay,
honestly, you guys are just going.
I rolled a 16 plus cautious. 3, 19.
I'm dying.
All right, nothing happens on your shift. 2 hours pass, and everybody fully awakens, long rested.
Factory explodes.
Fucking thing.
The factory explodes. Oh no.
As you awaken, you hear the distant sounds of a mountain screaming.
Michael. The mountains sure are loud this morning. They're alive with the sound of music.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Okay, can we go get him now?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, there we go. Is it how loud he can, like, we can hear him screaming?
He's not like just one note stream, but he's screaming words. Like, he's screaming about something. You hear him yelling about something very angrily.
Is there any way I can distinguish what it is?
From this distance, no. It's just very, very muffled, but you can tell it's mountain.
Gotcha. I thought he was just screaming, so I was just going to scream back. Actually, I just scream back anyway.
Point mountain and Stonen, as you were getting ready to head out of the factory, you hear Broad yelling in the distance.
Did you hear that?
Is that Broad?
Unlike you screaming words, it's just a held note. No,
it's loud and high-pitched. It's definitely Broad.
I slap the fuck out of Broad.
The pitch goes higher.
Broad, calm the fuck down!
All right, it goes a little higher and then it stops. I'm sorry, I just got excited.
Did you hear where it came from?
And I was trying to communicate.
It's outside. They're outside. Let's...
All right, we're going to go ahead and go. Head out there.
My hand is against my head. I'm, yeah.
Are you guys still tied? Maybe not, but...
No.
Okay.
We're and Hiltree's with right. them.
Oh, yeah, Hiltree's also
we did
there.
Not mention but that Hiltree was here at all.
Yeah,
also,
no,
hey, we found Hiltree. But...
Oh, Hiltree! Hey,
wait, are we met up? Like, in canon?
No, we're not.
Okay. No, we're not still not.
We're still inside. You guys are still outside screaming.
As you guys come in, you see Mountain... Stonen and Hiltree on the first level, all sort of very confused, very discombobulated.
Okay, boys, hold up, because Saxy, you said there was a doppelganger, right?
Aye.
Okay, let's ask them a question only the real Silnan Mountain and Hiltree would know.
You were right. Okay, so where's Silnan
Mountain
and Hiltree? They've come towards us?
Yeah.
Hiltree.
Yeah. Are we aware of being inside now?
Do I know what?
Do you know?
Broad, what are you doing, Broad?
Not rightly, no. Why?
Okay, it's the real one. We're good.
Okay.
I put my hand out towards Silnan.
Jesus Christ.
I like a handshake hand out.
Alright, I just
which
fucking...
Hand, which
just,
hand is it?
The left or right?
The right one, you fuck just... I reach it, I go out and I grab his shoulder. I'm like, good to see you, buddy.
Are you?
Then I fucking.
Are you alright?
Put my hand back on my head because it fucking hurts.
Shit, I launch at Silnan in a big ol' hug.
I hug back.
Aw. But it's like, I got a running start.
It's a very sincere hug, like, minute long. Just kind of like, you know, the good old sibling pat on the back, you know?
That's a long pat, dude.
It's a big old pat.
It's a minute long pat.
Alright.
Yep.
I bend down in front of Mountain and Hiltree.
Oh, you dick.
Are you guys?
Oh my god.
Okay.
I'm good.
Now?
But...
I'm very confused.
You guys are okay.
I saw you guys get dragged in there last night. I'm
so glad that you came and helped.
What happened? I fucking tried, but... Olgard over there.
Olgard.
He was very insistent that we get our 2 hours of rest.
What are you talking about, Olgard?
Oh yeah, Olgard is back.
Listen.
Good to see you guys on live again.
Good to see you too.
8 hours of sleep is very important.
I know. I've been
Thank
looking
God
forward.
You guys slept before
Another
you
question,
came in
Brad.
Here.
Where the hell did you go?
That's me. What? Oh yeah,
that's a good question. Yeah, where did you go?
Well, you know me and my wacky tricks, guys. Yeah. I'm so sorry. It wasn't a choice.
Did you pull his pants down? Was that you?
It was pretty funny. I liked it.
Yes, yeah, though. Was that good at least? Like, was that a good way to go out?
Brad told me that all's forgiven. He's gone.
But
didn't really help us in the long run. I get close to Brad. I'm like, what? Was it him?
Yep.
Okay.
Brad told me about him. I say, while they're, like, close.
Wait, what?
And Brad told me about his god magic.
I wouldn't call him a god.
He's just... I don't know what he is, yeah.
I'm not gonna try and understand any of what's going on over there. But... all I know is my property was taken, and I intend on getting it back.
What do you mean?
Listen,
what happened between you two?
I don't know that I have time to explain. I need to get this back now.
Okay, well, at least tell me what it is.
It's a locket. It's around my neck.
Not anymore.
Why did they just...
You know shit!
Well, I don't know if we're really there yet,
listen,
but why do you need
listen,
it back?
Bro,
look, I just need it.
It's really personal to him. I don't think we should ask.
All right.
I intend on getting it back whether you help me or not.
No, I'll help you. I was just wondering.
Imagine. It's...
What?
It's... I don't know what to tell you. How important is this locket, really? I don't know if we should fuck around with him anymore.
But why did they just let
you
go?
I understand. I don't fucking know at all. I don't really get it, but... I mean, someone over here lost a pinky, and that was pretty funny.
Yeah, they hardly
let
me go.
Wait...
I was trying to keep it.
You didn't notice this while you were shaking his fucking hand that he just...
That's why I said right or left, because it's on my left hand.
He put his hand on my shoulder, actually. He didn't shake my hand.
I'm just gonna, hold his hand up, like, grab it and just lift it up. Like, yeah, look, he took off the pinky right here.
Oh,
kind of. I think he kept...
Holy nuts.
Look,
why? Why?
Yeah, I don't think I have it,
Vel,
right?
Can you fix that? Vel...
Listen,
She's very well gonna grow him a pinky.
Do they grow back?
Use your head, Taxi.
No, that pinky's gone. I'm sorry.
Actually, you can, but...
No.
Never mind.
No. That pinky's coming back, boys!
As a cleric, you would know that restoration spells can help things like that.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to go somewhere and talk about what happened? Are we safe?
I want to get a drink.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could use a
I
drink
feel that.
As well.
All right. We all had a... To the Slaughtered Ox, I guess.
Slaughtered Ox, yeah. It seems like the best place to go.
On the way, I want to cast Prestidigitation and figure out with Silnid what his optimal cool pinky is so I can make him look like he has one again. Silnid, what's the coolest pinky you could imagine?
Fuck, I don't know, man. Just a pinky. I don't know. I liked my limbs. You know, they were pretty nice.
I don't know if a pinky's really...
Donan, make a constitution saving throw.
Constitution saving throw. That is a 12 plus 1. 13.
13, okay. As you guys are walking towards the tavern, all of a sudden you start to feel a very large burning sensation where your pinky once was.
Phantom pain. Freak.
It's very crippling, and you grab onto your hand for a second, kind of wincing in pain, and as you look down, you notice the nub has started to expand back out a little bit.
What the fuck?
But the skin is very pale and purple, where it's slowly starting to pulse back out.
Oh no.
Oh no, I don't much care for this.
That's not what I was really going for. I'm glad you've got taken care of, I guess.
Apparently I can regrow limbs. This is new to me. Yeah. I need a drink.
Alright, so Are we going to make your way to the tavern? Okay. No, go ahead, sir.
Are we going to be done soon?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Thank you.
You guys make your way to the tavern. You all sit down.
You guys haven't gotten to do anything.
Yeah, no, we just sat there for most of the time because you guys took so long to take a fucking long rest.
Mountain.
Yeah.
As you're sitting there, you kind of, for a second, feel your hands start to rub against your collarbones, feeling where the locket used to lay. Silnin, you look down at your hand and you start to see, once again, the purple veins pulsating up towards the pinky. Questioning what currently is going on to your own physical body.
Say, Vel, don't suppose you know anything about regrowing limbs, yeah?
Do I know anything?
It does not look normal. Yeah. Not natural in any way.
Listen, Sylvan, I don't think I've ever seen this before.
Alright, that's...
In taxi, fresh in your mind is still the vision of a secondary broad. And what that would mean for this world.
Yeah, Taxi's in shock. He doesn't know where to go. He doesn't know if he wants to live anymore. He's questioning everything.
And Broad, mm-hmm. Not only are you happy to see your brother once again, but you're very happy to know that there's another Broad somewhere on this world. And that's where we're going to end the session.